In Europe, there's been a lot of treatment of postmenopausal women with ER-positive disease in the neoadjuvant setting with endocrine therapy. And there was a very good study published maybe 4 or 5 years ago looking at postmenopausal women who had very large primary tumors that were ER-positive and, in fact, were ineligible for breast-conserving surgery. So that was with the eligibility criteria for those patients. And, in fact, it was a randomized study of tamoxifen versus letrozole in those patients. And it just never really made it to the surgical community. But 45% of the patients were converted from needing a mastectomy to being able to undergo a safe breast-conserving surgery procedure. So it's something that we as surgeons really don't have that much experience with. This was an international study, but it's remarkable because it's a higher conversion rate than we see with unselected patients receiving neoadjuvant chemotherapy. And there are many patients in our country who really are not interested in taking systemic chemotherapy. And it's something that I think we need to think about as surgeons. And for us to get more experience with this, the American College of Surgeons Oncology Group is just opening up a trial now. Matt Ellis and John Olson are the PIs on this study. And essentially, it's a three-arm study of approximately 300 patients postmenopausal, all of which ER-positive, who are going to be receiving aromatase therapy upfront, randomized manner of our three agents, current agents, letrozole, anastrozole, exemestane. And, of course, we're hoping that we'll be able to convert several of these patients from needing a mastectomy. But it's going to give the surgeon experience on how to follow these patients. That is, initial examinations, follow-up, utilizing ultrasound and mammography, marking the area where the tumor is so that we'll know where to resect with percutaneously placed clips. And, of course, it has some very exciting biocorrelative studies looking at some of the factors associated with endocrine resistance and response to therapy in this group of patients.
You mentioned the study looking at letrozole. I think there also was a study, the IMPACT study, looking at anastrozole, which found the same thing in terms of decreasing the need for a mastectomy. Is that part of the entry criteria or the endpoints of the American College trial?
The American College of Surgeons Oncology Group trial, you don't need to have the need for a mastectomy, but generally it's for large primary invasive carcinoma ER-positive in women who are postmenopausal.